Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. The holidays are up on us. It's hard to believe, but 3/4 of U.S. consumers have experienced or been targeted by at least one form of fraud that can be tied to the holidays, including requests from often fake charities, online shopping scams, and fraudulent communications about shipping problems. This is all according to the new AARP Fraud Watch Network report. Preparing for the holidays, so are criminals. Already rampant fraud expected to strike. A wonderful article that I encourage you to log on to AARP Fraud Watch Network and read. My guest is Jane Margeson. She's the communications director for AARP Maine, and she is the reigning expert on all things fraud and provided me with wonderful information about this. It's the dark side of the holidays, Jane. Thank you for being here. We look forward to the holidays. We love the holidays. But there's always something. And these scams can be very scary and people can lose a lot of money. So let's do an overview of the holiday scams. What are you seeing, or what is the Fraud Watch Network recommending?
Well, thank you so much, Carol, for bringing this to the attention of your listeners. This is such an important topic for us to be covering at this time of year and frankly throughout the year, because scams exist all the time and scammers are very good at what they do. They are relentless and they are very creative. At this time of year with holiday scams, what we call holiday scams, those include things like, which we'll go over during the show, charity scams, porch pirates, or generally problems with delivery of your gifts for the season, travel scams. There's so many, we could list many for you, but I think, you know, we'll want to cover some of the details to help listeners really stay safe during this holiday season. And I think we'll also talk about ways to stay safe even after the holidays are over, because that's when all the sales kick in and, you know, we can see a huge boost in particularly online shopping scams.
Well, I was going to ask you about that too, because while the holidays are rapidly approaching, after the holidays is a very big deal too. As you said, people may be buying things for next year, or maybe they didn't see their loved one and they want to get an extra present. So the most scams are variations on everyday fraud that we've talked about in the past. They're ramped up to match seasonal spikes in spending and the web traffic. And the tracking that marketers do for people, depending on what they know you like, you can get bombarded if you're playing a game online or going on Facebook or looking something up on Google or Bing or something. The ads are relentless. And if you click on one, you're going to see that ad every day forevermore. Because I know, because I've done it. I saw a pretty ring and thought, oh, I might like this. I've seen that ring 10 times a day, every day for the last month. Once they know you like something. So as the retailers roll out their seasonal deals, scammers seek to snare the bargain hunting shoppers. So what are you seeing the most? Is it scamming through websites or the porch pirates, which, if you aren't familiar with this, it's people stealing packages off your porch. That's a big thing in my neighborhood, actually. What are you seeing most, and what do you suggest people do to stay safe?
Well, certainly the online shopping is a huge problem for just everyday people who are using the convenience of the internet and using all sorts of different tools, different sites, social media, including Facebook, as you mentioned, is a favorite place for people to advertise. And why not? That's where people are. That's where we're communicating with each other about all sorts of other things. And that's where it's just a great place to get your product in front of many eyes. And good for you. If you're a legitimate business, you know, we certainly wish you well. But if you're a scammer, unfortunately, you know, that's the place where scammers are going. So when you're the consumer and you're seeing those ads pop up, it's so easy to think, oh my goodness, like you said, Carol, there's that ring I want, and click. And you click right on it. And then are you actually going to a legitimate website? You may be so caught up in the moment of finding that ring that you've been looking for. Are you actually checking to see, is this a legitimate website? Is there a number I can call to find out more information? What is the actual URL of this site? Is it real or is it something that someone made up and made it look as though it's a real site? And part of this conversation throughout this call that we're having today, Carol, is to just slow down, stop and verify. Don't start clicking on things and going into different places that you are unfamiliar territory, because that's the backyard of scammers. That's what they love. Everybody just clicking away and really not considering that something may be a scam. So that's advice number one, is just slow down and take your time. I know it's hard because we're shopping and we're trying to get things for the people we love, and we're trying to get things for the people we're not so crazy about. And, you know, going on. But you don't want to end up in the spider's web, really, of the scammer inadvertently, because you're not taking that moment to really verify that something is legitimate.
I love the part about verifying. I'll tell a personal story. So I was, you know, scrolling through Facebook, and a photo came up from a company that I did not recognize for a cat bed. And it was so cute. And I almost bought it from them. You know, they almost got me. And I thought, I'm going to verify this. I want this bed, but I'm going to look for it elsewhere. So I went to Amazon and the bed was there. Now I trust Amazon. So I bought it from Amazon. And that felt safer to me because I've dealt with Amazon for years and years. So do you recommend that if you see something that you like, just Google what it is? This is a teddy bear cat bed. I just Googled that and it came right up on Amazon.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Check it out elsewhere, because there may be, you know, prices change, I know, and it can be quite confusing. And many different online stores may have that very item that you're looking for, but you still want to, probably want to get the best price you can. So oddly enough, that can be a red flag. If you're seeing that item where everywhere else it's $50, but all of a sudden it's only $20 in this one place, that should actually be a trigger for doing a little bit more research about that particular website and that particular shopping. And then I would say too, just on the back end of all of this, is make sure that you are checking literally line by line your bank statements and your credit card statements and whatever method you're using to make purchases. It might be online, one of the many different ways that you can pay for things online too, but truly go through them piece by piece, because if you can spot the issue early, then you can contact your credit card company or your bank or wherever you've made the purchase and work things out if it's turned out to be a scam. Even despite your best efforts, you know, it still may be a problem. So check everything, really verify that information.
The scammers are so smart and savvy that anybody could get taken. Do you recommend having a third party payer like a PayPal or one of those third party payers so that you're not putting your own credit card number or a debit card number at risk? And then having a two-party authentication?
Yeah, the authentication piece is really good. And that's improved a lot over the last couple of years, having those different ways that things are authenticated. And by the way, you should be very careful about using public Wi-Fi, because all of that can break down. If you're on public Wi-Fi and you're kind of stripped of some of your usual ways to protect your personal information, you want to be very careful. If you're sitting in a coffee shop and you're just, you know, shopping away and you're just using the public Wi-Fi, it may look as though you're doing everything perfectly safely, but it's actually really easy for scammers to kind of see what you're doing through their own computers. It's a technology that's unfortunately used a lot. I don't know exactly how it works, but I would just be very wary of using public Wi-Fi. Don't start putting in your bank account numbers and credit card numbers and things like that. Just, you know, find the item you want and then wait until you get home or to a place where you have secure Wi-Fi before you actually make the purchase.
Well, we're going to go to break, but also depending on your phone carrier and the carrier that you use, you may have a data package. So when I'm out and about, I turn off my Wi-Fi and I use my data package. Typically, you have a certain amount of time or data to use before you get charged. So check that out too. And then you're not going over a public Wi-Fi. Okay, so we're going to go to break. When we come back, we will talk more about this delivery scams, big one going on right now where people are getting messages saying, oh, we're having trouble delivering your package when it's completely not true. And also charity. Stay with us. We will be right back right after this. Hi, we're back with Jane Margeson discussing holiday scams, sad though it is, delivery scams. We're seeing things in the news all the time now about watching out for emails that are saying, we need to verify. And they always use that word, we need to verify, which makes it sound very official. We need to verify that you actually bought this. So give us your credit card number. Or where do you live? Give us your address. Talk to me about that and the delivery scams. And when is it real? Because sometimes they may have trouble delivering, but oftentimes it probably not.
Well, it's a great point to bring up, Carol. As holiday packages crisscross the country, scammers send out what we call phishing, with a PH, phishing emails or texts disguised to look as though they're coming from a true delivery service like UPS or FedEx or the United States Postal Service. And these are notifications about either incoming deliveries or missed deliveries or something that signals to you that there's a problem with something that you ordered. But there are several problems here. First of all, they usually include a link. Click here to see the details of your order. Well, guess what? That link is going to take you down a rabbit hole of phony websites. And that's where you get into trouble because they're going to start asking you for personal information so they can, quote, verify your package delivery. And meanwhile, of course, you're probably getting upset and thinking, oh my God, the dog bed that I ordered for Aunt Matilda now isn't going to arrive on time. And, you know, you're just, again, not thinking that this may be a scam. You're worried about your package. You're getting emotionally involved. And that's the scammer's playground. That's what we call getting you under the ether, getting you into that state where you're just, like I said, kind of emotionally involved and you're no longer considering that it may be a scam. So the best thing to do is go to the source. If this is a text you're getting that says it's from UPS, you know what? Pick up the phone and call UPS. Or go back to your original tracking information that you would have gotten when you placed the order in your own email box. Go back there and you'll easily see if there's a problem with your order or something of that nature.
Typically, too, when you order something, I do this all the time. Once it's been shipped, the company will tell you, do you want to sign up for delivery alerts? And so I always sign up for text ones. And so they text me constantly at every step of where that package is. So I never click on the links because the links, once they get you, they will take you down that rabbit hole. And you put so much time in if you do that, you feel like, well, just one more link, one more click, and I'll get the answer I'm looking for. And it's very scary what can happen to your information because they're mining all your data. Also, as you're doing this, they've got all the information from your personal URL and it's very bad. So logging on and doing that tracking number, keep that handy because you can do it right online. If you just type in UPS tracking, it comes right up. You pop that number in and they'll tell you everything you need to know.
That's exactly right. And that way you're going to the, you know, UPS or USPS website itself. You're going to the legitimate source that you know that you can trust. And then the other delivery scam going on that's huge right now is what we call porch pirates, where there are literally people, I swear they follow the delivery trucks and they wait I think the coast is clear, and you know, a box has been dropped off for Carol Higgins Taylor at her home, probably 10 boxes if I know you, Carol. And you know, before you know it, you know, you're on the phone with me doing this wonderful interview, and you know, you look out your window and realize that all your packages are stealing them off people's porches. So this is tough, because I keep a good eye out for my packages, but you typically know these days when something is going to be delivered. So either make sure that you can be home, or someone in your household can be home, or even have them delivered to a neighbor you trust. If that's easier for you, you might have somebody who would do that for you, but you've just got to stay vigilant. And the moment you think that there's a problem, you should report it immediately.
Well, that's signing up for those alerts. That's a good point. That's the other thing. They will tell you your package was delivered, so that you know. They scan it. Once they put it on your porch, they scan it, and you get that text that it was delivered. And sometimes it's not a scam. Sometimes things are misdelivered. My neighbors have been delivering things to each other this time of year. In fact, one day everything was one house off. So we were all just walking down the street delivering packages. So, but it's important to do that. And the two-step authentication, I want to go back to that. It can be kind of annoying to have to do it, but there's so much safety involved. I use PayPal a lot, not endorsing it, just my personal preference. And there's the two-step authentication. So every time I buy something, PayPal sends me a code. Text me a code, and I have to type that in before they'll finish the transaction. And that makes me feel safer. My bank, if they see something from a company that I don't typically frequent, they will send me an alert saying, did you make this purchase? So those are also setting up all of those types of things can be very helpful as well. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk about charity scams. People are very giving and really want to help, but there's no shortage of scammers who want to take advantage of your good nature. So stay with us. We are going to be right back with Jane Margeson. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk discussing scams. And as promised, now we're going to talk about charity scams. We all want to be altruistic and donate to charities, but boy, there are a lot of those too that are very fake. In fact, it says 1/3 of all charitable giving is done in December. So this is ripe for fake websites and pushy telemarketers. Jane, what do you have to say about that? And what should people do to know that things are safe?
Well, charity scams, unfortunately, we see a huge surge in them at this time of year, because 1/3 of all charitable giving is actually done in December. And people are so generous. They want to give. They want to help. There are many, many wonderful causes out there. Some of them are local, some of them across the world. And there are many ways that we can give. Sometimes it's our time. Sometimes it's an actual financial donation. But the trouble is that there are as many good causes as there are for giving. There are just as many scammers out there with illegitimate websites and awful, you know, causes that they've just set up that sound great, but actually are just, you're literally delivering money right into their pockets. So, number one, go to charitynavigator.org and check out the charity that you'd like to work with, and make sure that it is actually legitimate, because you want to make sure that your hard-earned money is in fact going to the right place. So definitely check it out, make sure that it's real, use the actual name that you've been given, because scammers are really clever about, you know, using, for example, if there's a charity with the letter I in it, they might use a number one, which looks very similar and may just fool your eye when you're looking at it, but they may just be very cleverly directing you into that, as I said, that spider's web of, you know, trouble when you end up at a place that you don't want to be on the internet.
That's a really good point. And I know that my mother has gotten these calls from the fire department, from the police department, that they're raising money for charity. And so the minute you hear that, hi, I'm with the police department and we're raising money for the unfortunate, can you help us? And the the inclination is to give, because who doesn't trust the police and the fire department? The problem with that can be is that even if it's not a scam, and it very well could be, I would put my own money on it that it is, but even if it isn't, these large fundraising companies, the actual charity is going to get maybe 10 cents on the dollar, if that, because the fundraising big companies get the lion's share. You want to give to somebody, give local. How do you feel about, we always say shop local, giving local. Maine has an enormous amount of nonprofits that people could donate to with every topic imaginable.
And it's a wonderful thing to do. I think that's great. I love working with our local communities. And you're right that sometimes it's coming from, you know, the local police or another local organization that's doing fine work. And all I would say about that is the same thing that we said at the beginning of this conversation is stop and verify. You know, just if you're interested in giving, it's going to take you a few minutes to call your local police and say, I got this solicitation and I just want to make sure that it's real, or what is the best way for me to give? And they'd be happy to work with you.
They really do. I'm sorry. Yeah. I did that actually. I called the fire. I got one from the fire department, and do not call the 911 number, but call the administrative line and said, I just got this call that you're fundraising. And he said, we are not fundraising. It's a scam. Do not engage.
There you go. For you, that's perfect. And that's being an active fraud fighter. That's exactly the right thing to do. And another red flag to look out for with any charity is, are they putting pressure on you to give? Are they being a little aggressive about having you give your money away? They shouldn't be. Any legitimate charity is going to welcome your donation whenever it is that they receive it, whether it's now in December or, you know, next year. They'll be delighted to have it and use it for the purposes for which they've been, you know, organized in the first place. If you've got a charity that's really putting pressure on you to give right now or else kind of thing, that is a sure sign that it is a scam and you should hang up the phone and not do any business with that organization.
And be careful of spoofing. We're almost out of time, but spoofing. So you may think you're getting that call from a local charity because it says so on your caller ID. You may not be. Can you talk about that for a second before we're out of time?
Yes, it's just, again, you know, stop and verify that this organization really is legitimate. You just want to check very carefully those website addresses, the URLs. Is there a phone number? You know, just do your research. And that Charity Navigator is wonderful. It's charitynavigator.org. And they're just a great way for you to make double sure that the place where you're sending your money is, in fact, the real deal.
Jane Margerson, you are a wealth of knowledge, as always. Thank you so much for being here and discussing this. I hope you all have very happy holidays, happy everything. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk. Thanks so much for listening.